Maybe because like people are so exasperated and don't know what anymore to do. Like, do you have any suggestion? I think Anne was calling for, I don't know, civil disobedience or whatever. I'd like to have suggestions from the panel about what to do then, since this process doesn't seem to be leading us anywhere.
Well, as Nimmo mentioned, we have the Cochabamba People's Agreement. This was 35,000 people from 115 countries. And it's a very considerable amount of knowledge and proposals there. It's online. So I suggest everyone, present delegates, to look at that. This is definitely one of our main global references from the climate justice movement.
I think also that from the people's, from the speaker's corner, where we all, most of us are going after this, and the conversations we're going to have thereafter, we're going to really critically examine this flop cup and see what next is to be done.
I just like to add that I think the most important thing we should do is to go back to our countries and make and build our movement stronger and wider and more militant, because unless the pressure is coming from everywhere, we can't just be doing our pressure work during COPs. We should be doing it throughout the year, addressing our governments, addressing the governments of the rich countries, and that the global justice movement should not just be about mobilizations during the COP sessions.
As former chief negotiator for Bolivia, I want to call to my brother delegates from different countries that are here. They know what is really happening. This time, we cannot let pass these two decisions. If we allow that, we are going to burn the planet and cook Africa. So I think it's the time that other delegates, other delegations, other countries take the role and stop and block these two decisions. Thank you.
Amina?
I would say to also support the moratorium on rent, because as we know, it infringes on indigenous rights, but also affects people of color, low-income communities where those offsets will be felt. And then also, I plan to go back and organize in my community, as I have been, with the Zero Waste Detroit Coalition against our local waste to energy incinerator. So yes, I'm a local activist, but I'm here at this level to share all of what's happening in my community, but also continue to organize against these false solutions.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence here at our press conference.